Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 18th of August. Market reactions to Friday's events in Alaska are likely to be muted. The Russia-Ukraine war does not have significant short-term market implications. US President Trump's failure to achieve a ceasefire therefore has limited consequences. While Trump appears to be following Russian President Putin's lead at the moment, the changeable nature of administration policy means investors have limited certainty about the future direction of events. The gathering of European leaders in Washington might produce a certain amount of rhetoric over funding, but again, this is likely to be of limited interest to markets at this stage. Meanwhile, on the trade war front, Europe releases its trade position for June. This is not normally a market-moving data release, and of course the chaos of US trade policy has led to abnormal patterns of trade, with US importers shifting the timing of their purchases as they desperately try to avoid additional tax burdens. The bilateral US trade position is more likely to be of political significance than it is of economic significance, therefore. Of some interest is what is happening with European trade elsewhere. Of course, long and complex supply chains mean that trade with third-party countries can still end up in the United States. But the details of other country trade help discern how well the rest of the world may be able to cut the US out of the global trading system, a sort of hermit kingdom model, and whether there is any credible sign of dumping going on. In particular, China will be a focus on the dumping point, with the French having expressed concerns that China may sell Europe product that had been destined for the States at a cheaper price. There's been little evidence of this to date, but it is a very political point. Last week's release of US July import price data generally confirms that trade taxes are not being pushed up the supply chain and exporters are not adding special discounts to offset trade taxes in the States. EU and Mexican car exporters to the US raised their prices in July, for instance, and then, of course, the taxes are imposed on top of that. Japanese auto exporters remain the only significant sector that seems to have been willing to cut prices to partially offset trade taxes. This means that the question is at which point down the supply chain the trade tax burden will fall, but it falls on US soil. It is also worth noting that some aspects of the so-called deals on trade that promise to reduce certain trade taxes for specified countries have not yet been implemented. US data has the National Association of Home Builders Housing Index. Housing does matter, of course, quite a bit in the United States economy, but right now it's probably not the key marginal factor for the US consumer. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.